This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Jim Holmes of the U.S. Navy War College about China's capabilities in the war between the People's Republic of China and the United States in the future, maybe. The capabilities, once upon a time, did not include first-rate anti-submarine warfare. My understanding is our submarine fleet, the attack boat fleet, and especially the ISSGNs, the converted Ohio class to containing several hundred cruise missiles, Tomahawks, that is the best weapon against the Chinese predators. However, can they be found? What are the vulnerabilities of the SSGNs? And Jim here speaks to that fact, China developing, anticipating, confronting, provoking, a predatory state, unpredictable.
Yeah, I think that's probably still true. I think it's probably less true than it was at the time that you mentioned. China has applied itself to this problem, not only in terms of training its personnel to detect and hunt submarines, but also using underwater sensors of various types to listen. I mean, to listen for our submarines passing. That's really what the game is all about, is noise. Can I detect the noise, the machinery noise, the flow noise over the hull and so forth of a submarine, and thus localize it and target it? And so I think that they're getting better. And I mean, I don't think we can discount their capability altogether.
More of this later.